a recommendation for a change in the bombing program against North Vietnam, the addition of targets and so on. I sent it down to you immediately, and perhaps you've received it by now, because the chiefs feel very strongly on the matter, and I wanted you to have the advantage of their views.
I haven't seen it. I got Rostow's, and I don't know whether he rewrote it or whether I have it and haven't seen it. Let me ask about it right before I begin. I got a recommendation back to McNamara on the bombing program that came in last night or today.
Mr. President?
Huh?
Mr. President, I sent down the chiefs last night. I was about to say that I've just finished a meeting with Dean Rusk, and I have his in mind, and I will send it down tonight. And I wanted to tell you that it would be coming. I thought that you would wish to consider the matter before you may go into the hospital.
Yeah, I'm not going in next week.
Oh, well, there's plenty of time then.
What's the difference between yours and theirs?
Very substantial, I think. We recommend that we do more than we're presently doing, but not nearly as much as they recommend. They want to go against two ports, the steel and the cement plant, the four locks, two thermal power plants, and carry out armed reconnaissance much closer to Hanoi and Haiphong and make certain other strikes as well. We would recommend that we not do that now, but instead go after some surface-to-air missile facilities, which they strongly want to attack, and that are supporting the missile system, and some other targets, which perhaps I shouldn't be talking about over the phone. But I'd say we did about a third of what they recommended.
Well, we'll have to look at them. How long can this wait?
It shouldn't wait until after you come out. It ought to, some parts of it at least, they and Dean and I are all in agreement on it. I don't see any reason, if you agree, why we shouldn't start that immediately. The remaining portion we're in disagreement on can certainly wait. The weather is not too good at this time of year, and we couldn't get all this in immediately anyhow. If you wished, I know that Buzz Wheeler and I'd be very happy to come down. He would appreciate an opportunity at some point to talk to you about it anyhow. But what I can do now is send this down to you tonight, or if the courier doesn't leave until the morning, if you prefer, I can put it on the morning courier plane.
Why don't you just courier it yourself with Wheeler early in the morning?
I'd be delighted to.
All right, do that.
What time would you like to start?
Just whatever, without your getting up ungodly hour.
Right,
I'm ready to go anytime from 8 o'clock on my time. There's an hour difference, but I wouldn't have y'all leave before 7, which would be
about
6 my time. You get here at 9:30.
We'll be there, leaving here about 7.
All right, now.
Thanks very much.
My feeling on this is roughly this. I think we should and must use every hour, every day, every week, and every 2 months between now and January that we can. Number one, effectively, all around the clock. Two, I think that this pressure must be as steady, but this looks like a contradiction, but I don't want it to be, as steady but undramatic as we can make it. I think we've got to bear in mind that we've got the Browns going to Moscow,
right,
and we don't want to him feel, we don't give him a decent opportunity to that, and if we caused his mission to fail, that would be dangerous, and I would feel that we ought to make clear to these folks the seriousness of our future intent without rubbing their nose in it in front of a television camera. And I would think of some of the unstruck ones that we played around with sometime before in our POLs and some of these other things, but I wouldn't get into something that is so dramatic that you have a headline every day that you're really changing your policy. I'd have it trotting, but I wouldn't have it running right now
from
a wall.
That's the character of the recommendations that Dean and I will make to you.
In other words, I want
to be there about 9 to 9:30 in the morning.
I want a limited, very quiet, expanded program, but I think it could serve to give Moscow a little leverage on them if it weren't so damn violent that it forced them to react otherwise. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do. I'm not sure I agree with the conclusion that it would give Moscow more leverage. I don't believe it would, but in any case, I think we arrive at the same point.
Well, what I think is this. I think if we're causing them damage and they're hurting, but we haven't got their children's hospitals afire and so forth, I think Moscow can say to Hanoi, God damn it, this thing is getting awfully costly on you and on us and on everybody else. Let's try to find an answer here. If it's not being costly, I don't think maybe they got any real desire to stop the bombing if it's not hurting. But we can debate that tomorrow.
That's right. We'll be there, Mr. President. Thank you very much.